Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Our coverage here on Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and as we gather around the table this Thanksgiving, MTE wants to thank you, its members, for being the heart of our community. From MTE's family to yours, here's wishing you a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. Well, it is time to talk with James Price. James is with the Better Business Bureau, and it is, James, I know that it's November 12th. But it's just hard to wrap my head around
that
Thanksgiving time.
That you missed is so creepy. How will you navigate through without getting lost?
And so now, going into the Thanksgiving, one of the things November is November is Thank a Business Month.
Hmm.
And what, you know, our businesses, they mean a lot to us, especially locally. You know, we really want to thank these businesses for being around. You know, sometimes you see a business and they go out of business and you go, what happened to them? You know, they were my favorite, blah, 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 whatever it is, you know? And they said, well, when was the last time you went to visit them? Well, I don't know. It's been a while, but they didn't need to go out of business. Well, this month is Thank a Business Month. And so there's a lot of different ways that we can go about thanking a business for being in our community, for providing great customer service and, you know, make them know that we appreciate them being in our neighborhood and in our city.
Yeah, and we're talking about, you know, I know we talk a lot about local business, and those are extremely important, but there are also, you know, maybe franchises, but these are local franchise owners. These are local people making it a local business. And so just because it maybe is a national or regional brand, if you do a little more research, you're going to find that a lot of these are being owned and operated by local people too. So,
oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of people who own these local franchises, and not only do they make their living at that local franchise, but they also employ a lot of people to keep our community humming along. So we kind of looked for some creative ways to thank a business, and BBB came up with six ways that we can show our appreciation for these businesses. And so as you go through this month, you know, look at your businesses, maybe do one, two, or maybe all six of these. The first one is leave a customer review. Customer experiences matter to businesses. I can't tell you how often I hear businesses say, we really want a good review. You can review them on BBB.org. And there's other review sites too out there where you can share your customer experience with the business. This can help the business attract new customers and grow its online presence. The other thing I would say is that, you know, when it comes to leaving a review, if they do a good job, leave them a review for the public. If you have a question about it, go talk to the business owner and let them know kind of what your experience was. And a lot of times businesses will do what they can to make sure they get that right so that you can leave them a good review.
Yeah. And, you know, on that, it's nice to leave a review, but you can also, you know, leave a nice comment on your way out. Thank the server. Thank, you know, if the manager comes by, because a lot of times I know that they try to have folks come by and say, well, how was your meal tonight? Or how was this? You know, if you're at a restaurant, for instance, you know, just tell them how much you appreciate the service and stuff like that. That goes a long way in boosting morale for them too.
Oh, absolutely. Another thing you can do, you know, when you're thinking about, you know, reviewing the business, when you're sitting there, if you're in a restaurant or any store, count how many employees are in there. I mean, you'd be surprised that, you know, in a restaurant, there might be 50 people working. And so think about all those people and what they're doing to serve and make a living and promote our community.
Yeah. Or at the convenience store that I was at the other day, there was one person who was running the stocking, who was also doing the kitchen and was the cashier and the only person there. So sometimes you never know.
Yeah. Second one is refer your family and friends. You know, if someone you know is in need of a certain product, whether it's, you know, if they're looking for a restaurant or a roofer or a plumber or an electrician, whatever it is that they're looking for, word of mouth is powerful. You know, referring and recommending businesses to your family and friends, it's easy and an impactful way to encourage others to support a business you love. You know, the other thing too is businesses, they bend over backwards for businesses. A lot of times what we hear is, if a business does a really good job, you're likely to maybe tell one person. If they do a bad job, you might tell 10. And so reverse that trend this month. When you see, you know, somebody doing something good, tell 10 people you had a good experience or a great experience out there.
Very good.
Number three, connect and engage on social media. Follow your favorite businesses on social media. Comment and share their contact. You can tag the business in a post sharing your experience. Social media engagement can help a business boost its visibility, gain new followers who may, for them, end up being new customers for them.
That is, you know, that nowadays that is huge. And there are ways to do reviews on those social media platforms and things of that nature as well. But if you can help spread the positivity, if you enjoy that business, spread the positivity, and you can do it through their engaging in their social media too.
And take somebody else with you.
Yeah.
Number four, this one's obvious. Make a purchase. You know, whether you plan to visit in purpose or shop online, make purchases is a direct way to show your support for the business. With the holiday season approaching, get creative and do some holiday shopping at your favorite local businesses and retailers. This is a great way to not only support the business, but also refer your family and friends. You know, there's a lot of things that we have here in Rutherford County and the surrounding areas where, you know, they have events that come up, you know, like the wine around the square and the farmer's market. There's businesses try to make an event out of thing to make sure that, you know, they're spreading that word and trying to make these positive experiences. But get out there and make a purchase. Shop local. We really love our local businesses, and the last thing we want to see is a business saying, well, I had to shut the doors because, you know, nobody's coming in anymore, or nobody's making a purchase.
Right.
In order for them to succeed, you know, people have to go to the business.
Sometimes it's convenience too that drives our shopping habits, but you know, drive a little further to get the same product. And when you buy it locally, it just means so much more, and it keeps those businesses here.
Mm-hmm. And those businesses, you know, they'll thank you for being there. Number five, leave a tip, leave a generous tip. If you want to thank your favorite local coffee shop or restaurant, you know, considering an extra tip for the employees. You know, we're talking about, you know, thank a business month in November, maybe a little bit more. Think about this too, is, you know, the holiday seasons are coming up, and these people who work on tips, maybe just a little bit more to help them support the things that they have coming up through the holidays, just to kind of give them a little extra spending money so that they can share it and pay it forward as well.
Yeah. And those, you know, I think sometimes we go into thinking that, you know, a lot of times when there's the tip jar there, that these are folks who are sometimes maybe not working for tips, but we don't know the inside of that. But if you feel led to do that, if you get good service, that helps that business keep employees there and keep them happy and keep the business going.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're there, and to your point, if you're in there, that means you probably like that business.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that they stay and that the good employees stay. And then number six is participate in a special promotion or event. You know, is your favorite business hosting an event or running a special promotion? Get involved, join in the fun. It may encourage others to support the business as well. There's a lot of things that businesses do out there to try to promote things. They have special days, customer appreciation days. Of course, you can kind of see them on places like Facebook, and other local places where people can kind of pick them up. I'm sure WGNS can kind of point you in some of those directions of businesses that are having special promotions and events along the way. That's another great resource to find something that's happening in our community.
Most certainly. And we have a lot of those, you know, listed on our website. And of course, the groups, Main Street Murfreesboro comes to mind. They help support the downtown businesses. And of course, they have events that kind of highlight those businesses. Christmas tree lighting is the one that comes up next, I guess, on December the 5th. So that, you know, that's a way to enjoy a great downtown event and enjoy the businesses around the square and in the downtown area. So there are numerous ways to do that. And we're always trying to help tell folks about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are the six key points that we want to kind of talk about for Think Business Month. I know that the mayors of Smyrna and Murfreesboro and Laverne have all sent proclamations to BBB, noting that this is Think Business Month for November. So it's something that our communities are doing, it even at our government levels, to make sure that people understand that this is Think Business Month. And we just want to support that overall in our communities.
You know, reviews are such a huge thing, you know, on this. And you mentioned reviews. And I think sometimes our intention when we do a review is, I'm ready to smoke this place because I'm not happy, you know. And we get behind a keyboard before we maybe try to engage a person if there was something that you're unhappy about, because I bet you, James, 9 times out of 10, they're going to work to help resolve. They're going to work to help resolve the problem, if there is a problem. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And then the other thing too is, you know, when you're out shopping, before you go out shopping, I'll just say this, you know, do your research ahead of time. You're going to find businesses out there who, they build trust, they advertise honestly, they tell the truth, they're transparent, they honor their promises, they're responsive, they safeguard your policy, and they embody integrity. And those are the 8 standards by which businesses who apply for accreditation with BBB adhere to. So just one step, I want to thank those businesses overall across the board who have taken the step to become accredited with BBB, because what they're saying publicly is exactly what we're talking about. They want to support their customers. They want to do those things. And they're willing to step out and say that point blank. And I promise you that those businesses that have established that accreditation with BBB, they will make sure that you have a great customer experience. So whether the business is accredited or not, thank a business this month. Send some extra reviews. You know, do 3 or 4 times more what you do on a regular month, and just take care of those businesses out there.
Yeah, and don't forget, gobbb.org and look up those businesses, like James mentioned. Find out what they've got going on, what's happening there. Look at their reviews, and customer reviews are also a part of the BBB's website as well. James, as always, we thank you for being here with us. Always insightful information, and let's support local businesses this month.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, thank you. James Price joining us here today on the show, and we certainly want to thank you for being a part of it. We'll be back here next time on WGNS. Have a good day, everybody.